Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I grew up in a small Montana farming town. All over town, there were hundreds of big cottonwood trees. Every year, those trees produced green pods filled with cottonwood seeds, distributed far and wide in cotton filament puffy clouds of fluffy stuff. The fluffy stuff collected in every corner of every building throughout the town. My friends and I delighted in lighting the cotton patches on fire. We would sneak matches out of our houses and go all over town lighting cotton patches on fire. Once the match hit the small filaments, a whoosh of flame burned the collection of cotton very rapidly. One afternoon, I nearly burnt the back shed down playing with matches. A big pile of cotton fluff had collected in the corner of the shed behind our house. Wanting to create the biggest flame ever, my friends and I piled fluffy stuff into a big pile. Big lesson learned, don't play with fire when you can't control the situation. The match ignited the cotton, the flame spread up the side of the building and started the paint and siding on fire. My dad rushed out of the house and put the fire out. I had trouble sitting down for a couple of hours after the punishment was rendered, but I learned not to play with fire. I never ignited those cotton patches again, and to this day, when something involves setting a fire to an accelerant, my mind flashes back to the shed fire. I remember the lesson. Just turning the TV, reading a newspaper, or listening to a radio today frequently reminds me of the lesson. I feel frustrated because of the lack of judgment in many decisions and programs enacted by our political leaders. Will Rogers once said, "There are men running government who shouldn't be allowed to play with matches." I recently read a Wall Street Journal story about limiting the size of dairy herds or enacting an additional tax on dairy farmers and cattle ranchers for cow flatulence as part of the Obama administration's plan to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. In order to reduce methane emissions, the Environmental Protection Agency wants to eliminate the flatulence, belching, and exhale from livestock. The White House has proposed cutting methane emissions from livestock by 25% by the year 2020. The EPA has been charting methane emissions for many years, and according to their experts, beef and dairy livestock emitters are the largest methane emission offenders in the world. To take the situation even further, the administration is seeking to regulate methane emissions across the board. Despite the fact that methane emissions have fallen by 11% since 1990. After I finished laughing out loud, I thought about the crisis in the Middle East, the horror stories coming from Obamacare, and the stagnant economy coming out of limited growth for the past 6 years. It's too bad we can't get the EPA to develop a program to reduce the methane coming from politicians. I must go back to the shed fire and the Will Rogers quote. There are men running government who shouldn't be allowed to play with matches. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.